Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome to Boomer Radio and happy Saturday. How's everybody?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mary Pat's here, and we're excited about our first guest because we've got a grand opening, an open house extravaganza coming your way. So welcome to the show, Mari Priest.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We love having you. Mari is the Director of Community Relations with Solana, Traditions at Solana. And what is Traditions at Solana?
Yeah, so Traditions at Solana is a retirement community. We offer independent living, assisted living, and memory care options. We are located off 78th and Keystone, and we've got a beautiful, serene atmosphere. Every apartment here or garden home has a beautiful view of the White River or the lake. So it's a great retirement community.
Did they build that from the ground up? I've been by that place. I didn't realize what
they
it was.
They did. Yeah. They did, yes. We opened June of 2014.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well,
Do you know where it is?
Yes,
for people that are local?
I know exactly where it is. And
it's where the WNAP RAF race used to be years ago.
Okay. I thought it was just like a regular apartment complex. I'm learning so much on this show.
I am too, because the RAF race, I have heard that referenced from several people,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know who it was that had to explain it to me, but it sounds pretty historical. So,
well, I want to say the people that are aging into your complex were probably a part of it.
You're probably right.
They're probably like, we want to go here because we have great memories of this area.
Yes.
You know, it would not surprise me. It would be that generation for sure. So.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been open since 2014. You're going to have a brand new open house extravaganza on the 20th of September. That's coming up next week, a Thursday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. What kinds of things do you hope to introduce the public to?
Well, so we do have a new medical director, and we also have a newer executive director. So we certainly want to open this up to professionals, the community out there. I mean, anybody that wants to come, we want them here. So they're going to have the opportunity to meet them. We also are going to have some music and wine, appetizers, and we're having a silent auction.
I noticed that this is also a fundraiser. Well, I guess the proceeds are going to go to the American Heart Association, and that's a good tie-in.
Yes, yes, yes. And I mean, we're just super excited, and they're excited that we're doing this and that the proceeds are going to benefit so many people and so much research. So we want everybody to come out here and not only bid on auction items, but just have a good time. I mean, there's nothing more fun than just spending time with people, getting to know people, and some entertainment.
Well, I have to say, I've been out there before, Julie, and the thing I like is you have the cottages. You have the assisted living,
mm-hmm.
but they have the cottages, and they're just so,
like independent living?
Yeah.
So let's talk about those three different, very different types of care. So mm-hmm. independent living, assisted living, memory care. Let's talk about the differences in them. As Mary Pat said, cool cottages. I'm guessing that's the independent living.
Yes. And they are pretty cool, I must say. I would, if I met the age requirement, I would live in one.
What is the age requirement? Is it 55?
General, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But with our cottages, they are super cool. We have 1 and 2 bedrooms. They have attached garages, view of the lake, and they're big. They're big, full kitchens, sunrooms. I mean, they're pretty amazing.
When we talk about these, there are several different kinds of communities like this. Would you say that you have competitive rates? You help people figure out the insurance if they have that, or affordability. Let's talk affordability.
Yeah. So I know we have a lot of competition in the area. There are several things that I feel like set Solana apart. At Traditions at Solana, number one, we're a retirement community that promotes aging in place. And so with aging in place, we want you, when you become a part of the Traditions family, to stay here. As a a nurse myself, I understand that changes occurring in life are always difficult. But as you progressively age, no one wants to move multiple times, right?
Right.
So we promote that. We promote that physical aging in place. Once you come here, we'll do whatever we can to keep you here. So I think that's one thing that, that we really stand out against competitors. And also, we are the experts. And when people come here, they are going to have questions. And we work with other parties to help get VA aid and attendance benefits for that supplemental income for our veterans who should be honored, right?
Amen.
I mean, they
yes.
served our country, and we should help them in return. And I think that's another thing that, that we really do well.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, okay, independent living, there's assisted living.
Yes.
Describe what that entails.
So we have assisted living apartments. They're on three different levels. We have a beautiful patio going off the assisted living community where they have wonderful views of the White River, and there's a nice big fireplace out back. And each apartment is a good size apartment. They are offered in studio one and two bedrooms. The two bedrooms are pretty big, I must say. I could probably live in one myself if I met the age requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a wonderful dining service with our restaurant where they can go down and dine at any time between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. We know when you're retired, you don't want to get up and have breakfast at 5 o'clock and make it to lunch by 11 and have to eat dinner at 3. We don't have set times. This is their home, and we accommodate to them.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
Now, not all places have this memory care option that you offer. Not everybody has that. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so we do have a memory care, and it's a wonderful memory care. We have different studio apartments back there. They do family-style dining. We have music therapy that we offer. It's just a really therapeutic environment, and we do BBET programming for every resident, which is an individualized care plan for them, where it improves their sleep, their appetite, it reduces difficult behaviors, reduces medication usages and falls, and it promotes engagement in activities that they enjoy.
Wow.
You know, that's a nice segue back into activities. You guys have a lot of activities for the assisted living and independent, don't you?
We do. We do. We go lots of places. They do shopping trips every week. They make trips to Beef and Boards. They go to the museums. They even go down to the canal. Lots of fun stuff to get them outside of our retirement community. But then there's amazing things that happen here each day, too, like cooking classes and jewelry making, and of course bingo. You cannot be in a retirement community without bingo, right?
Mary's a big bingo person, right?
Am I right?
Come on. You betcha. Well, only from the perspective, she actually hosts, you know, for the Sotoma Club, she hosts a bingo, a monthly bingo.
People are very serious about their bingo.
Yes.
I have learned that that they are extremely serious about their bingo.
So it sounds to me like the Solana is a place where you could sort of customize both your care, your living space, what you want to do, what you want to eat. I mean, you could be very independent while being there and a phone call away from help.
Yes, you can be as independent as you want to be, but then we also have a great nursing staff, and even our executive director is a physical therapist.
Oh.
And so, you know, we will allow as much independence as you want, but then also for those who do have some needs, you've got strong staff here.
Well, you know, I would suggest if somebody is either looking for themselves or their parents, I would put these guys on the list.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
It is really
a big endorsement.
Cool. And I've
high
seen,
endorsement.
Yeah, you know how many I've seen a lot of retirement.
All of them in Indiana.
Well,
so
not
that's
Indiana.
That's high praise. And elsewhere. Yeah, that's very high praise, Mari.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I am fond of Traditions at Solana. I I just feel like we're very, very special, and I appreciate that. And anybody that wants information or wants to come out, we're always available.
And particularly if you want some extras, Thursday, September 20th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., that wine appetizer silent auction, you know, bring some friends, meet the executive director, the new medical director. It just sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
All right. Mari, last name just Priest. Mari Priest, she's the Director of Community Relations at Traditions at Solana. Thank you for being on Boomer Radio. Is there anything we didn't cover that you'd like
to?
Okay, great.
No, I think this was great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
I'm just excited to know that that beautiful facility that I pass when I'm on Keystone Avenue is you guys. I didn't know that. It's very cool. Traditions at Solana is the name of the place. Go by, check it out. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
And you are listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95. We'll be right back.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Yvonne Korpening is on the phone. Welcome to Boomer Radio, Yvonne.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So you may not recognize the name, but if you saw her, you might recognize her. This is a former Colts cheerleader.
Yay.
She's hung up her pom-poms, but
right.
Recently they had that very cool 35-year reunion at the Colts complex where you did the practice, and then I didn't get to see the game. I mean, they didn't show it on TV, and I was so mad. I wanted to see it so bad, but there were hundreds of you, former cheerleaders. And what was it like to go back onto the field and start dancing and cheering with all these lovely ladies of the horseshoe?
Okay, it was like coming out to that field for the very first time. However, I was, you know, when I cheered, it was the Hoosier Dome. So coming into Lucas, I hadn't been into Lucas. So it was like a different vibe, a different feel. The audience felt different. Mm-hmm. But when I saw my cheer sisters, it was like yesterday. I mean, it was surreal. I said, you know, once you leave, you're like, okay, you go on with life. Mm-hmm. And I've been gone for like 20-something years.
Oh.
So to get back out there, learn a routine within a couple of days at jail, it was like we never left the field. It was awesome.
You did get that vibe. You know, Mary Pat and I went to the practice at the Colts complex before, and there was like a buzz in the air with you ladies. It was cool.
Well, you could tell there's a sisterhood there.
Yeah.
It's a bond. It's like my, you know, like a sorority. Mm-hmm. You just never forget, you know, and then you get to meet the ones that you never met before, and then you just like instantly click because you share this one bond, and that's going out there, cheering your heart out. And, you know, loving what you do. And we love what we do. We love the Colts, and we love the city.
So you cheered at the Hoosier Dome. What year were you a cheerleader?
I came in 94.
Okay.
And left in 99.
Wow. So you had some great years worth of memories.
Lovely memories. Lovely.
You know, you struck me when we met just because of your background. And we met a lot of ladies when we went out. We did a... For those of you listening, we did a story for Boomer TV that's going to air in October, Mary Pat?
Yeah, it's on our first show. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we were just, you know, it was interesting to me to ask, hey, you know, what's your profession? Oh, my goodness, so diverse. So would you tell our audience, what did you end up doing for your career? You know, you were obviously a Colts cheerleader for many years, but what else did you do with your life?
I chose the Army. I was Army, full-time Army National Guard. And I did that alongside of cheering. So,
oh my goodness! Both at the same time.
Both at the same time, which was kind of weird because you know you're Army and then you're a cheerleader. So I've always been a girly girl, but I can be tough also.
She's beautiful.
So that was like the joke.
Yeah, I mean this is a beautiful woman, and we've got to find a picture to put on the website, inside and out. But like you know, she's gorgeous, and you know, just I'm like trying to picture you in fatigues, and I can't really do it. I may have to have you send me one of those.
I can send a picture. I had a poster exactly. The National Guard made a poster.
Okay.
And it came out during the holiday, so I had one side's Christmas, the other side I'm in my fatigues.
I gotta have it.
It was funny. It's cute.
We'll put it on our social media. That's amazing. So, you know, you talk about the sisterhood. We just had the reunion. What was your favorite part about being a cheerleader? Was it that sisterhood? Was it, I mean, can you put your finger on it?
For me, it was just performing. I've always wanted to perform. Mm-hmm. And when I was growing up, I wanted to be on Broadway. And my mom was like, mm-hmm. No, you're too nice. Don't just...
You just They'll eat you alive.
You know, so I was always like wanting to go to New York. And she was like, no. So I ended up going into the military. But I've always wanted to perform. So on a dare, actually, someone said, I dare you to try out for being up as coach. I was like, okay. Never thought I would make it. And I really went on a dare. And never thought they would choose a military girl. You know, so...
That gives me the
when
chills.
When I did, uh-huh. and I made it, I was like, it was surreal. I could not believe it. It was an awesome feeling.
So what was the preparation like back in the day? I mean, did you practice often? I mean, because if you're full-time Army and you're a cheerleader, you sound like a busy lady.
I was busy. I'd go to work, get off. We had practice 3 times a week, from 7 to 11 at night. Come home, shower, get up and do it again. Put on my military fatigues and, you know, every other day, like a Monday or Tuesday, Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we had practice. So, but you did it. It was no big deal.
Right. I think when you're younger, you do. You just.
Because I'm thinking now, if I had to do it, oh my God.
Might be a little less easy to roll out of bed in the morning. I don't know.
Oh my God. Well, that, and I mean, when we did our practice, when you guys were there.
Yeah.
We were like, where's the oxygen tank? Where's the oxygen tank? It was like, are we going to make it through the game? But it was just weird because, you know, when you're younger, you have all this energy.
Right.
Then when you've lived a life and then the little aches come in and my back, I have a bad lower back.
Oh.
So I was really struggling, but my cheer sisters got me through. Mm. They got me through practice and the game. And I can't think of enough.
Wow. Now, this may be a question, an ignorant, I don't know how to phrase it, because I don't have any military in my family, so I don't understand it. Did you do tours of duty? What, or were you just like, you know, I'm here if they call me? How did being a full-time Army National Guard, what is that? What does that look like?
Well, in the beginning, when I joined the Guard, prior to the war, basically the Guard was set up for, you know, you served your governor. So if there were, like, riots or snowstorms, mm-hmm. floods, that's what your guard was used for rescue missions and just, you know, to help the community.
Okay.
Once the war started, under Bush, President Bush, we fell dual. So we worked for the president, also for your governor. So, yes, we've done tours.
Wow.
I've gone to Bosnia, gone overseas. I've gone over to Germany, Frankfurt. So, yes, you know, we are part of, you know, utilized for war.
Wow.
So,
probably didn't expect that.
No, you never do when you sign up. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, reserves and guard. But, you know, when you sign the dotted line, mm-hmm. there's always a chance.
Yeah.
So you know that. And you just go serve. You don't think twice.
Did you raise a family during these years?
I raised a family.
Wow.
And my ex-husband, he also was military. He was Marines. Wow. And then he was full-time. Wow. National Guard. He also did tours. So, you know, raising a family during the war years was hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard. We have one son, and he's old now. He's 29.
Yeah,
back
yes.
then, you know, he was a young buck, and that was kind of difficult for him.
That would. Did you have a good support system that helped you with him?
I had a good support system. My National Guard family, they're the best. I mean, you could lean on anyone. We all looked out for each other and their kids. So, yeah.
It sounds like you got that both with your military career and with your Colts cheerleading, that support.
I really did, and I just feel like I'm the luckiest person in the world.
Aww.
I have two big, huge, huge, huge families.
Hmm.
Just two big, huge families.
So cool.
That love each other, and we share something, a bond. That no, you know what I mean? That's
yeah,
rare
nobody,
for other
nobody,
people.
You, no, you're yeah. right. You know, you're right. And I can't imagine what that feels like. I mean... and you've got two of them. Not everybody is blessed that way.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Love it.
So
I love my life.
You know what struck me too when we were out there covering the reunion was how close you cheerleaders remain all these years later. Mm-hmm. You made some lifelong friendships when you were a sister of the Horseshoe.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
And my decade, which was 90s, was really exceptional because we had girls that cheered for 3 and for, you know, three or more years.
Yeah.
So pretty much our whole decade, we gelled because we cheered. Like, you know, we just all cheered together. So I might have met a couple of new faces,
mm-hmm.
but pretty much the squad, I cheered with all those ladies.
Yeah.
Part of squad three. So it was just like we left a couple of years, we came back to practice. I mean, that's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm. And 6 years is an exceptionally long time to be a professional cheerleader. It really is. So
it goes by fast, though.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
You don't want to ever give it up.
Oh, man. Well, what a treat talking to you. Yvonne Korpening is who we're talking to, former Colts cheerleader. But it's like riding a bike, she says. They got together and did it again, right?
We did it again, kicks and all. Thank you, Lord.
Full-time Army National Guard, now retired. So what do you do with your time now?
Now, with my husband now, we have our own construction business.
Oh.
So I handle his administrative part, and he's out on the road like today. So I'll see him Saturday. But I'm also forming a dance fit regimen.
Oh.
I'm trying to market a new phase like Zumba, but I want to do it with a little twist. So it'll have dance, military exercise, but it would be to songs of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. That's my journey.
When you get to the latter part of that journey, Boomer TV would like to come and do a story with you about that.
We would love that. So awesome.
And so we can introduce people to that. So Yvonne Korpening, thank you for your time. Oh, my gosh, what a treat to talk to you. Lovely lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll see you in the future. Hey, have you come up with a name for it? Because
yes, it's called the Boone Room, not Boom Boom.
Boone, no.
You're right, because my nickname is Boonie, so it's the Boone Boone Room.
Whoa, how'd you get that?
My nickname?
Yes.
All I know is that my mom said when I came home, my oldest brother looked at me and called me Boonie. I have no idea.
Okay.
But it
stuck.
That's my nickname. That's my friends call me that. And
so it's the Boone Boone what?
Boone Boone Room.
Boone Boone
Room. Hashtag BBR.
Oh, love it. Okay, BBR. All right, BBR coming your way, Boomer TV in the future. Yvonne, thank you so much again. You take care of yourself. Hope to run into you again. I really do. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate you. And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. Boomer Radio on Freedom 95. This is Julie Patterson.
And the new magazine is out, Mary Pat, in all Kroger locations and assorted venues.
You betcha.
And who's on the cover?
John Stair.
You were just telling me when we were driving over here to do the show, what a nice guy he is.
He's a very nice guy. And just to prove how nice he is,
mm-hmm.
Andrea Moorhead has the breast cancer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's going through a
battle. He was supposed to retire this summer,
mm-hmm.
and then he stayed to help out until she comes back.
Because she needs some time off.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a real friend.
That's what a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we enjoy watching him on Channel 13. So he's on the cover of the magazine inside all the usual wonderful things like recipes, etc.
Yes, all that good stuff. And
one of my favorite parts, there's pumpkin pancakes in there, people.
Okay. That's all
so
you ever
good.
Think about is food.
No. Not really, but
I'm
I do
just,
like
I'm
the recipes. That's one of my favorite parts of the magazine. It is.
Well, we've also got Stacia Matthews, which some people may remember, who will talk about her stroke and signs to look for the stroke. And then we also do farm-to-table restaurants.
Great.
So,
all right. The Boomer TV is alive and well on WFYI in the next episode. In fact, Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. You're going to see, I know I do the piece on the ballroom dancing.
Yes.
That which is fun. It's like a social. It's a very social thing. It's also for kind of exercise and movement.
Yeah, it's to keep moving and keep doing that. Same with the Pacers bike chair.
Yeah, Glenn Bill does that story. It's good.
Exactly. And then you know who Paul talked to? Bernie.
Oh, Bernie Egan.
Yeah,
we
friend.
Radio buddies from way back.
Buddies.
I can't believe he retired. He was the first one to go, man. Stop it. You're not allowed to ever retire.
Yeah, but you know, he's been back on the air since I've heard him.
You know, and Paul and I just like to work, so what can we say to that?
Exactly.
The Palladium is featured in this next Boomer TV.
Jill Dittmeyer does a fabulous job showing us around, not just, you know, the Palladium, but the different levels where the actors are. It's pretty interesting.
It's very, very good. So Boomer TV, again, watch it Tuesday, 7:30, WFYI. And we appreciate you listening to this radio show. We love it, and we're glad you love it, too. So stand by for Dick Wolfsey's Life in a Nutshell.
It's time for Life in a Nutshell with Dick Wolfsey.
Every marriage needs a little bit of an edge. I don't want Mary Ellen and me to end up like our friends the Rodmans, who, up until their 27th wedding anniversary, couldn't keep their mitts off each other, but when they got back from celebrating in the Bahamas, they sued each other for divorce. They were so happy that they didn't realize how miserable they really were. I have an idea, I told Mary Ellen. This evening, I'll act out all your bad habits, and you can act out all of mine. That way, we'll both get a better picture of just how much we annoy each other. That will add a little spice to our marriage. I jotted down a few of Mary Ellen's little peculiarities. I didn't want to overdo it because I knew what a challenge it was going to be for my wife to create a comparable list. That night, after I returned from playing golf, Mary Ellen arrived home. She began by not shutting the door behind her so that every fly and bug could get into the house. She also tracked a lot of mud in on her shoes, but she wiped her feet on the throw rug. Before she kissed me hello, she went upstairs and put on Fox News to see what annoying things Sean Hannity was saying. After surfing six other channels, she came downstairs, but she left the TV on in the bedroom so I could hear it throughout the house. Then she popped open a can of beer and guzzled it. What ran down her chin, she wiped off with her sleeve. Then she put on the living room TV so now we could hear both sets at the same time. Finally, she kissed me hello and told me she had done nothing all day but play golf and then asked me what I had made for dinner. Before I answered, she broke open a box of Pop-Tarts, ate half of one, then stuffed the other half back in the box and left it on the counter. Then, to nail me on my most annoying habit, she searched every room in the house pretending she had lost her cell phone. Now it was my turn to be Mary Ellen. First, I took all the plates and glasses in the sink and put them in the dishwasher, but not before I rearranged all the dirty utensils and put them in the proper compartments. Then I turned off all the lights throughout the house that had been left on all day. I went upstairs and put on a pair of sweatpants and an old flannel shirt, just like Mary Ellen does. Next, I came downstairs and went through the mail, carefully opening each letter, throwing away the advertisements, and meticulously putting the bills in a stack. Suddenly, I was out of ammunition. Worse, I was shooting with a pistol. My wife was packing a Gatling gun. This wasn't nearly the fun I thought it was going to be. I sat down on the couch a little depressed. My wife sat next to me and put her hand on my leg that was bouncing up and down. I wish I had never come up with this stupid idea, Mary Ellen, I said. How do you manage to live with me? Oh, it's easy, she said. You're habit forming.
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolfsey. He can be seen weekends on Wish TV and is an author and humorist with columns in 40 newspapers in central Indiana and around the country. Email Dick at Wolfsey@AOL.com or visit him on Facebook.